7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Folks, for the sake of time, we're going to kick into it real quick here. I got a lot to say. I'm getting a lot of phone calls, people asking us for a second hour. Listen, we're looking to get a second hour. The times are calling for it. It's getting hot out there. Things are getting out of hand. I do want to let you know today is July 3rd, 2012. We are live. We got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, I jump in as soon as I can, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, other guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got a couple things to cover today. If you go to the Sons of Liberty Facebook, it's right on the front page of our websites, SOL Media as well. We're posting different things. But a lot of the folks nowadays seem to understand judgment through a different scope. And that judgment needs to be corrected, and that's what we're doing on the Sons of Liberty. One of those corrections here, everybody talks about hate crimes. There's a prime example of a story that we just posted of another example of how willing the other side is willing to lie,
the homosexual communities, namely,
whatever they are, yep, to create fabricated hate crimes that are supposedly against them, while they themselves conspire hate crimes against those of us who have traditional values and who understand what God meant when he made Adam and Eve. He made man for woman and woman for man. So when we stand up for those values and culture, this is what they do. The only thing they can do is rely upon a lie. I encourage you to check that story. Number two.
Well, wait a second. Slow down a second. So what's the story about?
The story is about a young woman who went to Connecticut College.
That thinks she's a boy.
Yep, that's right. She's got a. There's a picture of her right on the Facebook page. But basically what she did is she was getting hate mails or hate letters, people sliding it under her door, she said. So this college created a huge rally for all sorts of support, making signs, you know, a pro-gay day, anti-hate day, that kind of thing. And then the police, the detectives, planted a camera right near where her dorm room was to see who was it that was planting all of these hate mails. Well, they found on the camera that it was actually her. She came into her own dorm, put her own letters underneath her door, signifying all the hate that she was getting. She was busted red-handed, and she had later admitted that she was trying to get the attention of her roommates. So there you have it, folks. It's all fabricated and made up, and they rely upon lies.
This is happening all day long. This is happening all day long.
I'd like to see where the hate crimes really are.
Oh, that's exactly right. And they should be held accountable for their hate crimes because, folks, this is how the homosexual communities play the victim. They create the crime.
Yep. They are the criminal, and then they become the victim on both sides. You just saw it. We had a homosexual pedophile, Jerry Sandusky, just get locked up. Because of why?
Oh, by the way.
Because of hate?
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there was an article yesterday that was out there on Twitter, and it was on the Facebook as well. And what happens to pedophiles when they get to jail? It doesn't last very long for the pedophile, let's put it that way.
That's right.
But you can check it out on WND if you'd like to check that out.
So you've got criminals in jail that have a better sense of justice.
That's right. It's not tolerated.
Criminals who break the law. That's right. So here you have the crimes being created by the true haters. While they cry hate crimes, they're the ones hating. They're the ones lying. They're the ones using our judicial system to try to promote their agenda.
This is why it's been illegal up until 19. This is why it was illegal in every state. This is why the law came down hard on these crimes. Because of the very things that are manifesting now. They're willing to create the crime and then lay it on the innocent.
That's right.
And all the time, they're playing the victim to the crime that they themselves have created. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with bullying, friends. I've done my homework on this. And by the way, I've been yet to be called up by any one of these radical homosexuals. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't know how to deal with someone that knows they're bullcrap. That's why.
They don't want to come out in the light. Why would they? I mean,
no, they don't want to be called out for what they really are. And they don't want anybody knowing what they know that they're talking about. When in fact, we know what we're talking about and they don't like it. And what they do is they shout and they shoot and they do no more. And that's what they're about.
And it's
that's what criminals do, by the way.
And it's time. When I went to a lot of the mainstream sources, I didn't find this story anywhere. And thanks to our friends at WorldNet Daily who are posting it and the Sons of Liberty, we're going to bring it to you because this is the true crime that's going on right now. Here you have also this administration to shift gears a little bit. It's posted on Facebook again on our Sons of Liberty. Click the like button. We're sharing these stories every single day. You have Mr. Alan West standing up and talking about the insanity of healthcare. Number one, telling Mitt Romney that he needs to get some new advisors because his arguments against healthcare are not working. Where have you heard of that before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he steps up and says, well, I think it should be mandated. Here's an individual mandate. That everybody across the United States carries a Glock 9mm to protect themselves and their family. And if they refuse not to, then they get a penalty called a tax.
Yeah.
What would the liberals say about that? So it was just great how he put it into perspective. And folks, you got to watch
right,
the
though.
Video.
That's right. That's why we are an armed nation.
Right.
There's a gun behind every blade of grass. What does that do? Yep. It stops criminals from committing crimes against the innocent.
To protect the innocent. And if it was about the innocent, then the left would protect the
innocent. That's right.
Not
but it's not.
Mandate crimes upon those that are innocent.
Thank you. Were you done?
That's the total.
Okay. I got 1 minute to bring this together the best way that I can. I just seen today that the advice of the Department of Homeland Security is giving to Border Patrol agents should they encounter an armed gunman in their workplace. Are you ready for this, friends? And when we come back, I'll talk about it for a couple more minutes, and then we're going to get back to the moderate conservatives. But you know what the advice is from Janet Napolitano and Homeland Security to those that are protecting our borders? Should they be engaged by an armed individual? Ready? Run away. Hide.
Maybe throw something.
Wait for the police to get there. I'm going to read the response back from some of these Border Patrol agents, what they said back to Mrs. Whatever her name is.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thesonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Run away! That's the advice of Department of Homeland Security. And Janet Napolitano are giving to Border Patrol agents should they encounter an armed gunman in their workplace. Friends, I don't know how many times I need to tell. I've been on the radio going on 13 years now. I don't know how many times to tell you and how many times and how many different ways I need to tell you that terrorism is not about a foreign enemy without. It's about a foreign enemy within. Remember what James Madison, the founder of our Constitution, they call him the father of our Constitution. He said if tyranny or oppression should ever come into our country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. You are fighting a foreign enemy within this country, but they're not without your borders. They're within your borders. They're in the White House. They're backwards. They're reprobates. They're at war with your Constitution. Homeland Security is nothing more than empowering the bureaucracy to take over the control of the populace that's there to resist tyranny, is really what it comes down to.
Unless you're from Arizona and Jan Brewer needs to work with the federal agents down there on the border, they actually opt out of that then. They won't help the states in that mean.
Here's one of the responses from one of the Border Patrol agents. It's one thing to tell civilian employees to cower under a desk if a gunman starts spraying fire in a confined area, says members of Tucson Local 2544 National Border Patrol Council. But to give armed law enforcement professionals the same advice is downright insulting. Now, just think about this. This is also not, no, folks, here's the good guy telling Homeland Security this is insulting. You're expecting us to stand down in the face of an assault on our borders? Well, wait a second. Who's assaulting you? That's the real question. Now it's Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security. I thought their purpose was to secure the borders and to protect the American people. No, it's not. They're telling you to run and hide. Our Border Patrol agents are saying, no, we stand up and fight. Now, who's the enemy? Let's go back just a little bit. It's not tedious for me to tell you this, friends. Who is suing Arizona? Who's suing Jan Brewer? The governor protecting the borders. This administration. Who's arming drug smugglers that killed Brian Terry, one of those Border Patrol agents? Who did that, friends? Your attorney general. Folks, and by you being afraid, never take counsel from your fears. Do you understand me? You don't take counsel from your fears. You have a small populace of people that are overthrowing government in the Constitution through fear to paralyze the people to stand down. When, folks, there's a whole lot more of you than you realize that are of the same mind. Just go down to the street corner and get some candy at the store. You're going to hear someone saying, this is ridiculous what this guy's doing. Everybody's saying that, friends. Don't let the media paralyze you through fear. They're more afraid of you than you are them. Rest assured. But the way they operate is through deceptive measures. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. But we got people in this country that are saying, no, we're not going to stand down. No, sir, Mr. President, you are breaking the law. No, sir, Mr. Attorney General, you broke the law. You are criminal, and you're committing treason against your country, your people, and the Constitution, and to who we are as a republic. See, that's what's happening. This is what they're afraid of, that you're going to catch on to it. I wanted to tell you, friends, that Homeland Security, which came out of the September 11 attacks, and the TSA, as they violate you through every line, and they want to arrest you if you bring in any immigrant or illegal immigrants the wrong way. Just keep in mind, they don't want the police on the borders doing it the wrong way. They want them doing it the right way. And the right way to Homeland Security in this administration is to run if they come across the borders. What are they doing, friends? They're telling you to get out of the way. They're telling you to get out of the way because they want that population to come over here. Oh, and don't forget about Canada neither, friends. They want that one continent to be all about a one government. They don't want Canada to be Canada anymore. They don't want Mexico to be Mexico anymore. They want one big piece to control. And at length, globally, they'll do that through the UN. And we all know in the UN, I mean, those are some pretty good guys over there. They're all upright. They're criminals, friends. Criminals. C-R-I-M-I-N-A-L-S. Criminals. Did I spell that right? Jake's sitting over there looking at me, shrugging his shoulders. Here, let me say this. They're consolidating power when you cower in fear.
It's the only time they can.
This is all it is. You have people on the radio striving with the American people, say, listen, don't be afraid, stand up. This is why they attack little populaces. This is why they attack people individually. And then what they do is they get the mainstream media involved, and they try to put the fear of God or the fear of government in everybody else. But remember what Thomas Jefferson said: those that fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. You have it completely backwards. So, folks, one more thing: the federal government. Listen to this. The federal government are calling liberty lovers in this country, Tea Partiers, Christianity, pro-lifers. They're calling you terrorists again. Listen, America, to me. The government is once again promoting the idea of those who are reverent of individual liberty. What does the 4th of July represent? Independence Day. Huh. The government is promoting the idea of those who are reverent of individual liberty being terrorists with a new study funded by Department of Homeland Security. Folks, what is Homeland Security all about? It's not about a foreign government or a foreign enemy. What is the Patriot Act about? It's not about a foreign enemy. It's about the American people, and it always has been. And it doesn't get any more transparent than this, does it? Americans are now being called terrorists by your government? It's no longer a theory, is it, friends? It's no longer a theory. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's not because anybody's taking anything away from you. The only way that they're getting it is because you're giving it up to them. That's a fact, AccuJack. You're not going to get away from it. And I'll tell you why it's happening. Because you have failed to walk before the Lord your God. I don't care if you like it or not or think I'm flaky. You think what you want to think. We're all going to stand on that platform on Judgment Day before a just and a holy God. And he's going to look at you and say, Bradley was trying to tell you. And that word's been here for 6,000 years to warn you. And you can read the book. And when you read the book, you can see that every time somebody departed from the living God, this is what happens. It's called idolatry. You capitulate because you keep not the commandments, not the suggestions of God. And so here you are. This is your lot. Own it. It's the bed that you made. Now you get to sleep in it. But I'm not without hope. Because I know that there's a lot of good people out there, but I'm not putting my trust in those good people neither. I'm putting my trust in God who gives me hope, regardless of what any tyrant tries to throw on me. God is called and is the Redeemer. He said, when you turn back unto me, listen, I'll dispossess those that are your enemies, not the other way around. I'll be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries, not the other way around. The Lord would uproot your enemies, not the other way around. What is America? What is so great about America? Why are we called the light of the world? Because we are a God-fearing nation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Based on the Mosaic Institution, go to D.C., go into your civil buildings, and you can call me up on the radio and say, Bradley, I didn't know that. It's right in front of my face. His name's even on my money. And I'm going to say, I know, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's your hope. Not in the Republican Party. Not in the Democratic Party. My gosh, you've seen what this administration has done in 3 years, and you still have the Republicans talking about, well, you got, you know, until November, vote them out in November. I know, but aren't you the same guys that told us treason, and they're violating the Constitution, and they're destroying who we are as a people, but yet you keep telling them that they have more time to destroy and play more games? But we can just talk to Machiavelli and he can tell us why that republic was destroyed. That republic was destroyed because of lack of impeachment. Because the people didn't hold their government accountable. And by the way, this is your government and they work for you. You don't work for them. But they got you believing that you work for them. Wake up! This is ridiculous. We got a woman telling our border patrol to run if they're attacked? Enough! We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GardenerCenter.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Our producer just came over to us and said, I don't understand then why are they there? Because they're there for a show. To show you that somebody's standing there, but they're not there to enforce the laws or to secure the borders. And if they secure the borders, folks, just to show you how far out this is, to secure the borders, if they do their job according to the Constitution, you ready for this? They'll throw them in jail. Folks,
does judgment turn backwards there? Let me just think about that.
Doesn't that make everybody mad? Those are guys that are protecting your little kids when they're sleeping at night. And you when you're sleeping. That's why you can put your head down on a pillow. That's why you can still have glass windows to protect your homes. Instead of bars and metal plates. And this administration in 2011 put one individual in jail. They said for unreasonable force.
Against?
An illegal immigrant.
Oh, unreasonable force.
Who was a young individual. He was 16 years old. And because he lifted up his arms, he went to prison for 2 years, folks. Grabbed them the wrong way.
An illegal immigrant.
An illegal
like there's
immigrant.
There's like a code book. This is how you treat illegal immigrants.
No. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare the Border Patrol from doing their job. By the way, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but Border Patrol Brian Terry didn't show force, and he was gunned down because of it. Because they're told not to shoot first. They're not told to respond first. They're told to wait until they're shot at to respond. Folks, this is how sick things are getting. Homeland Security is not about your security. It's about them getting, just take it how you want to take it. Go ahead and look at it. They're doing it to our agents right now, friends. And you think they're there for you? You think this administration is for you in any sense of the word because he's giving you benefits? Who's paying for those benefits? I can go right down the line. This attorney general is responsible for the death of Brian Terry. And this president comes in and usurps authority over Congress, your voice, and says that he doesn't have to cough up the papers? In America, let me ask you the next question. Who's talking about it over the last couple days? All of a sudden, the media isn't talking about it, are they? Why is that? Because they're bought and they're paid for. That's a whole nother show. I do a whole segment on the media. I got videos out there on it. It exposes the media. They're controlled, corporate owned. Sick for the American people to believe it. Same bone being fed to all the networks. Matter of fact, if you want to go a little bit further than that, you'll even find out that I'm looking for it right now. An investigation by the Daily Caller has confirmed that the leftist organization, which, but folks, let's just call them for what they are, the liberal criminals, the leftists, the lawless. And the only reason they're there is because the American people tolerate it. You've given them an inch and they're taking it a mile. They're the leaven that will leaven the whole lump. They're the foxes that are spoiling the vine. They are there to destroy the Constitution as it is. The investigation by the Daily Caller has confirmed that the leftist organization Media Matters is an Obama administration front that strategizes with the White House on a weekly basis on how to influence and direct the media. According to visitor logs on June 16th, 2010, Brock and then Media Matters President Eric Burns, which, by the way, is funded by George Soros, traveled to the White House for a meeting with Valerie Jarrett, arguably the president's closest advisor. Recently departed Obama's communications director, Anita Dunn, returned to the White House for the meeting as well. Fact. Not speculation, friends. Fact. Media Matters also began a weekly strategy call with the White House, which continues, joined by the Liberal Center for American Progress think tank, funded by George Soros. Jen Psaki, Obama's deputy communications director, was a frequent participant before she left for the private sector in October of 2011. Every Tuesday evening, meanwhile, a representative from Media Matters attends the Common Purpose Project meeting at the Capitol Hilton on 16th Street in Washington, where dozens of progressive criminals organizations formulate strategy, often with a representative from the Obama White House. Well, what was he in Chicago? He was the organizer there.
He wasn't making pizza, that's for sure.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Pizza.
You know, I just love facts. I just love
facts. They're immovable.
John Adams was right. They're stubborn things, man. They don't move.
That's right.
They don't play that.
No matter what your opinion is, and it's the same thing with our Constitution, no matter what your opinion is, what your party affiliation is, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
It stays right there.
Let me go back to the point as to what I was bringing about or talking about prior to bringing up this Daily Caller investigation. Yeah. Folks, how come they're not talking about Fast and Furious anymore? You people spoke. Congress responded amazingly, brought Eric Holder in contempt. The president comes in, usurps your voice, and says, the Justice Department said we're not going to hold Eric Holder in contempt for his responsibility for arming drug smugglers in Mexico or the death of Brian Terry, your bro, the guy that was laying down his life and lost it to protect your borders. How come no one's talking about it anymore? Well, what did I just get them talking about? As a matter of fact, we did a little research on this just yesterday, and I caught wind that, did you know that Fast and Furious and Eric Holder's contempt charges, all these mainstream outlets, page 8, page 13, not front page. No, they're trying to keep you entertained. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. They're trying to keep you entertained so you don't have to fight for the liberty that you are obliged to maintain. Isn't that crazy? And here we are today. We got some callers. Can we get this to be pushed back tomorrow, please? For the sake of keeping my word. Folks, again, we're asking for a second hour. If you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm so sorry about that, but we're on our second to the last segment. Yeah, and Carrie's nodding her head like, this is it. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Folks, yesterday we were talking about the moderate conservative. The moderate conservatives.
Moderate.
Moderate. And among modern conservatives, there are not the opposite of liberals. Today's conservatives is really only a reaction to a political philosophy, and a very weak one at that. In essence, friends, the modern-day conservatives are fraternizing with the enemy of your country. They are. Folks, the Republicans are always blaming the Democrats in government. But yet the Democrats couldn't do anything unconstitutional had it not been for the Republicans relinquishing that power.
That's right.
Don't ever forget that.
That's right.
Okay? You know, I've heard this saying before, the left, the right, they're all the same bird, aren't they? We have one constitution, the left wing and the right wing. Yeah, but what about the guts and the heart and the brains and the head? That is the essence of our constitution. We're all together in this. Folks, I have no tolerance for crime. I have no tolerance for liars or thieves. I have zero tolerance for people that are supposed to be entrusted by the people to serve them. Rather, they serve themselves and they destroy. I have zero tolerance for it. And I'll tell you why I have zero tolerance for it. Because I see the sacrifice of our boys in Arlington. I see the sacrifice of Christ in the spiritual. Why would I tolerate anything that they sacrifice themselves for to give us? No way. Back to my point, moderate conservatives fraternizing with the enemy of your country. Why do the modern conservatives always capitulate or surrender to the emotions of the socialist, the leftist, lawless, when it comes to the law? Did they forget that, again, hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify the Constitution that they so easily forfeit and relinquish the rights of the American people at every constitutional challenge? And by the way, that's even if the Constitution is even brought up, in which in most cases it's not. Why are they ashamed of the moral absolutes they claim to stand for? Well, the deception is modern conservatives don't really take an opposite view from liberals, only a slighter, slower path in the same direction and the same destination as the liberals do. And at the end of the day, they come to the same conclusion. You lose, America. And I told you this yesterday. Let me say this. You're running out of options of those that are supposed to stand in the gap for you. It's never been intended that the government is supposed to do for you what you've been obliged to do through the precepts that God gave you. It's our responsibility, individually, wholly, together. This is why they quit teaching the kids the Constitution in 1962, and George Washington's farewell address in 1962, and took away prayer from the public schools in 1962, and the Ten Commandments in 1980. America, you let them do this. This is about taking responsibility. I love this. Today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals. Simply put, if we want our rights restored, then we better start electing God-fearing constitutionalists who are not willing to go along to get along. And that doesn't mean we wait 6 months more to see how much more they can destroy before they're actually ousted through the voice of the people. They have not been put there to break the law. They're there to magnify it. I shared yesterday, this is important, conservatives defines in Webster's 1828 as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or an entire state from loss or waste or injury. Salt preserves, friends, and it stops putrefaction. And by the way, who said that we were the salt of the earth? I'll explain right after this break. Folks, again, check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
I just told Jake, the other guy friends, I just told him, I said, don't tell me I'm not your hero. He said, okay, I won't. I said, you stinking jerk. You know, shut his mic off.
What was I supposed to say?
Shut his mic off for the rest of the day. Let me keep going here, okay?
Tell me what I'm supposed to say.
Nothing. Conservatives defines in Webster's 1828 as a preservative. That's what conservatives are. They're preservatives. To have the power to preserve in a safe or an entire state, or from loss, waste, or injury. It's a counterfeit word. It's a fiend word today. It's words that are filled with dissimulation, counterfeit, false appearance. It's a great front. The fact of the matter is there's nothing behind it.
Yep.
Salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. And who said, because we're called to be preservers, right? Conservatives, Christians, and patriots, we're all one of the same, right? Salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. I asked you the question, who said that? We're the salt of the earth. Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, he said, you are the salt of the earth. 83% of you that profess your Christianity, you are called to be the salt of the earth. Now, if you are a Christian and you're called to be the salt of the earth, how in the heck and how in this world are the things that are taking place in our country, how are they prospering against us? Again, through deception. But if there's 83% of the population in this country that profess to be Christianity and they know their word, the word of God, how is this possibly happening? I'll tell you why. Because we got a lot of hypocrites out there. And remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is, listen carefully, it is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. What is the modern conservative, and what is his fruit? He is trodden under the foot of men.
And he's cast out.
Totally.
That's right. That's what America has to say about it, and that's what's happening to everybody who does it. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you ask for a Coke, for example, and somebody gives you a Diet Coke or a watered-down Coke, you're saying, that's not what I wanted. You either, A, get water, mm-hmm. or B, you want the real deal. And that's what America is saying. I want the real deal.
Let me get to that. The conservatives today have lost their savor and have allowed the Constitution to be trampled under the foot of government corruption. Speaking of corruption in our government, why have we, the American people, thrown off the option of impeachment? I talked about that before the break. Corrupt politicians are not allotted the duration of their term to destroy the Constitution while the American people are taught by the modern conservatives to sit back and allow it to take place. Thomas Jefferson said the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. One of your founders, America. So let us tie the second down to the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Have you ever taken the time to notice in America that the modern-day conservatives always complain about the left while they debate away the pith and marrow of who we are as a people? There's never an absolute stand. And again, and in the end, the left wins the day only to show the hypocrisy of the modern-day conservative. He stands for nothing. We have one constitution, not two. The party system gives the impression to the American people that the left can again do whatever they want to do when they're in power, and the right can do what they want to do when they're in power. Absolutely incorrect. False. The Constitution is the Constitution. The law is the law. Truth is truth, and truth is not changed by their opinions or yours or mine, by the way. Truth changes our opinions to fit our truths. It's okay, friends, to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. And it's our principles that the modern-day conservative is surrendering through debating our Constitution away with their own opinions. And how many times have you seen the modern conservatives during one of the debates with the left, as they call it, interject the law or the Constitution? But again, thank God people are waking up. A thing is either true or false of itself. And it is neither made true or false by our views or our opinions. Besides, opinions have influence on our opinions, and we can see what the modern-day conservatives have done with the opinions of both sides. They have forsaken our principles. They leave off the founders' opinions, which were rooted in God's principles. Those are the opinions that we want to hear of. They fought off a tyrant named King George. I got two more points concerning the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, and tomorrow we'll roll forward again as to the modern-day conservatives. The moderate conservatives inadvertently are helping to divide America because they fall in line with the media mentality and have you thinking the Supreme Court is divided as well, not just Congress or Senate or the House, but also the Supreme Court. You know, you've heard half liberal and half conservative. As if to say the left need not abide by the rule of law. When in fact, after doing research, you'll find that in many cases, the right is just as corrupt as the left. Neither the liberal or the conservative side of the Supreme Court has the right to break the law or to operate out of their scope of power. We're all ruled by the same law, all of us, them too, friends, and we must all abide by the same laws. The Mosaic Institution, common law. That applies to the Supreme Court as well. And concerning Obamacare, nobody expected the Supreme Court to rule outside of their scope of power, yet they did. And again, friends, that is defined out as tyranny. Thomas Jefferson said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed. They are not the final say, friends. The law is. In one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Oligarchy meaning where few rule over many. Matter of fact, when prayer was removed, prayer was removed from public schools because the Supreme Court said so, it was 97% of the American people that went unheard by the Supreme Court. In agreement with the laws of our republic, by the way, and it was 3% of the population through corrupt judges that overthrew and usurped their authority and said no more. And 97% of America stood down and allowed them to do it.
That's the crime right there.
That's the crime. That's exactly right. That's the desecrating. That's the trampling underfoot those that have sacrificed their all to give us the liberties that we have today. You spit in the face of veterans, friends, when you don't stand up and fight against this garbage. You know, I was listening to good old Rush for a minute today. We know David Limbaugh. He's been on a radio show before. And he's talking about how we have our young men and our young women. He must be listening to the radio show. How he has our young men and our young women, this government does, over in foreign countries, fighting to magnify and ratify the Constitution of the United States. But yet here in America, everybody's letting them just have their way. Who's coming back in boxes? Who's dying? Who's sacrificing everything for us, friends? And yet we sit down and we do nothing? Let me remind you of something. Them are your sons and your daughters that are doing that. Wow. The modern conservatives have believing you. One more point on Romney and I'm done. And Jake, I'll let you have the last word. Folks, we got 2 minutes left. The modern conservatives have you believing Romney is the only option for the next president of the United States. And if not Romney, then it will be Obama again. Friends, hello, who picked Romney? Because the American people didn't. And if you don't vote for Romney, then the modern day conservative will ridicule you and say that you are hurting the cause. Friends, got a question for you. Whose cause?
That's right. Who created that cause?
This is the World Wrestling Federation at its finest. They fight in public and they're best friends behind closed doors.
And the agenda goes on.
Thank you. And that's exactly the fruit of what we've been seeing go on in our country over the last 4 decades. 5 decades. Going on 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard somebody today say, as a matter of fact, it was Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son. Michael's a friend of the ministry. He said that he felt sorry for the next generation, and not just our generation, but the generation after us. Don't feel sorry for us. Stand up and thank God that he gave you the liberty to fight for it and fight for us and fight with us now. Because that's really what it comes down to. We're not asking for anybody's sympathy. This is what's been handed to this generation, and this new generation cannot tolerate this because there's no more room to push us back. Our backs are up against the wall. Nothing else to take away except your life. I end with this. You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. And friends, this is what's so awesome about this quote. You can fool God none of the time. And yet, the left and the right continuously try to fool the American people. Who do you think you're kidding? You're the one losing face, not us. Now, America, let's come together and stand up for who we are. John Wycliffe rightly said, the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Amen. Huh? Right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We will talk to you live tomorrow on the 4th of July. See ya.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.